Part 4. A Model-Driven World. A major technological shift will transform the business landscape, economy, and society in the coming years. Recent advancements in machine learning bring a new generation of computer models, called foundation models, which radically change how we think about computers. These new models respond directly to commands written in everyday language. For example, applications like Stable Diffusion and DALL-E 2 can generate unique artwork on command. ChatGPT is barely a month old as I write this book, yet it already impacts society and raises new questions about student learning and testing approaches. Organizations of all types, including governments, can develop elaborate digital models defining their business, operations, laws, rules, and cultures. These models can improve continuously with comparison to real-world data. With the right information, they adapt to shifting conditions and guide us toward the future. In other words, a model-driven world drives evolution. I remember the first time I witnessed the potential of computer modeling. I worked at Rome in the mid-1980s. My boss, Paul Anderson, still a close friend, introduced me to simple programs created to help business leaders design or model effective business processes. The concept was great, but the technology was not yet available to make it work. However, the experience had a profound effect on my thinking. It became clear to me that executable digital models could perform actions that could replace traditional coding techniques. Over time, I realized that the general modeling concept applies to any process. At the most basic level, models represent how we believe entities and processes work in the physical world, or how we want them to work. They have a long history. As civilization developed over the centuries, people began making designs, or models, of the things they planned on building. That included everything from sketches of sculptures on Mesopotamian stone tablets to Leonardo da Vinci's drawings of flying machines to dioramas replicating small cities. In the 20th century, detailed and sophisticated models could describe almost everything built or manufactured. The technique is commonplace in engineering, chemistry, architecture, design, and other fields that create physical objects. For example, a skyscraper's digital model can contain all its structural, mechanical, electrical, HVAC, and plumbing details. Computer-aided design tools have made the product design process much more efficient, and 3D printing can turn a digital model into a physical object with little more than a press of a button. A computer model is a digital representation of the real world. By using scientific algorithms, models simulate how things work. That is why people sometimes call them digital twins. However, these digital twins are never identical to the real thing. While they can be incredibly useful, models are only as good as the assumptions that go into them. If those assumptions are well grounded, the model can be quite accurate. For example, a mathematical description of the airflow across an airplane wing can help engineers create more effective designs. Today, physical or social systems with many variables, such as global weather or the U.S. economy, are difficult to predict with models. But eventually, machine learning can help us understand these complex processes too. As our computing techniques and data volumes advance, we can accurately model the world around us, not just buildings, machines, and products, but organizations, business processes, human language, art, laws, and policy. In addition, we can model potential future situations, run simulations, and use them to improve how our businesses and social systems work. In 2011, Marc Andreessen, Netscape founder and current Andreessen Horowitz venture capitalist, famously said that software is eating the world. That is undoubtedly true. But today's software-defined world leaves a lot to be desired. In the next 10 years, I predict that models will eat software.